All right, Bill Barty, let's get outdoors and hit the greenways. But wait a minute, they're going to change to different colors now.
That's right.
This is confusing. When is a greenway not a greenway? In the autumn, of course.
Oh, when it's a blue way.
Oh, that's water. Oh, I am confused. Help me out here. Let's get somebody to straighten this out.
Well, without further ado, let's jump in and talk about it. We'll try to preface this a little bit, and then, as usual, anything that we may say incorrectly, we'll have our guests correct and keep us on the straight and narrow. First off, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys, Don Yeager, Bill Barty, coming in each week to talk about the different things that are available to all of us here in the Carolinas. And if you're listening in a land far, far away, we invite you to come to the Charlotte area and participate just a little bit. And Charlotte, of course, grew up in as a textile arena and the communities that surround Charlotte as well. 15 counties make up the Charlotte region, and it is being intertwined, if you will, with something of a trail system, the Carolina Thread Trail System, which does include Blue Ways, too. And we're going to bring Brett Baranek on to tell us about the Carolina Thread Trail and the things that we can do on it right now. Brett, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Start stuttering a little bit over here in the excitement. But listen, first off, before we get into the fun of the leaves changing and the season changing and that sort of thing, we've had some storms come through the Carolinas, and we want to find out how that's affected our Carolina Thread Trail and the different areas of the Carolina Thread Trail. Is anything closed or messed up bad?
Yeah, I would start off by saying, generally speaking, I mean, given the uniqueness of the storms that we had, and I think they were saying it's once in 500 years or once in a couple hundred years, whatever that might be. I heard once in 1,000 years. But generally speaking, we did okay. Now, there's one specific trail location that still remains closed, and that's our Far Family Preserve Trail out in Cabarrus County, which runs right along the Rocky River. And as you guys may know, the Rocky River is fairly volatile when, even we get what's not a huge amount of rain, that river rises up really fast. It comes back down. It did inundate our trail over there, and we had, unfortunately, a bridge that got washed out. And we're still kind of in the assessment stage of figuring out everything that we need to do to bring that trail and the structures back up to acceptable standards so we can open the trail back out and let people get out there and enjoy that part of our region.
Now, the Carolina Thread Trail is a part of the Catawba Lands Conservancy, and how was I on the introduction of the Carolina Thread Trail and what it means as far as the connectivity of our 15 counties that make up the Charlotte region?
Well, you were pretty much on point, Bill. It's 15 counties, and you know, we're in both states. We're in North and South Carolina, and it's a developing network to connect all of the communities within those 15 counties. So, you know, as far north as Iredell, as far south as Chester, South Carolina, and you know, so no matter where you live in the greater Charlotte region, there's probably a trail close by that you can go and enjoy the outdoors. And I would say about the Conservancy, Catawba Lands Conservancy, the Thread Trail was born out of that organization because land was being preserved, and the leaders in place at the time said, hey, wait a minute, we're preserving some really nice parts of the open space environment in the region, but we need to give people access so they can get in there and experience it and appreciate it and spread the word about how important land conservation is. So, you know, out of that was born this, you know, idea of having trails to provide access for people to get in there and do that. And then it kind of spread from there, and Conservancy, 6 counties, the Thread Trail is 15 counties. And we work with other conservancies that are in the region as well.
Don Yeager was talking here on the Carolina Outdoors before you came on, Brett, about John Hancock had a guest or a story on talking about retirees moving to the Charlotte area, and Charlotte ranked somewhere in the 30s or so with that.
But right.
One of the important things on the list was the access to greenways and trail systems and blue ways, just like the Carolina Thread Trail. So where does education come into play with the Carolina Thread Trail and its mission?
Well, I think that we do a lot of work to get the word out about the Thread Trail and talk about the importance of what it means to have a connection with nature and to have trails as a community asset. And, you know, I would say, you know, beyond the Thread Trail, it's a partnership effort. So the idea of getting the word out and promoting what trails mean to a community is being done by so many of our communities in this region, down from our smallest towns up to our, you know, largest city in Charlotte. They are working hard on getting trails implemented as part of the assets that they have in their community. The Thread Trail's right there, you know, step for step with them and helping them along. It's very much a reciprocal relationship what we have with our communities. So, you know, they can find out a lot by coming to the Thread Trail's website and learning about what we do. We do a lot of programs. We do a lot of events to get people out on the trails to experience them or out on our blue ways to paddle. And also, you'll find the Thread Trail at a lot of events and festivals around the region. We have our booth set up. We're disseminating information about what it is that we do. We have a great map. So there's so you can never do enough to get the word out about trails, but that's something that's obviously one of our core missions here at the Thread.
Well, one of the interesting things about the Thread Trail and greenways is that not only do humans use them, a lot of our wildlife use those trails.
They serve as wildlife corridors. There's no doubt about it. And that, you know, so many times I've had deer or turkey or, you know, other, you know, creatures along the trail. So it's a great opportunity to experience sort of those natives, if you will, of our wildlands and seeing those, you know, the special wildlife that's out there. It's great for that, certainly.
Now, give us some of the do's and don'ts for these trails. Pedestrians, obviously, more than welcome. Bicycles?
The majority of the trails are shared use, which means that bicycles and hikers are the appropriate use for those trails. We have very little in the way of equestrian trails. There's a couple of those, but these are predominantly hiking and biking trails. Now, if you think about where there's hiking-only trails, one of the major trails that's kind of has those restrictions, that would be over at Crowder's Mountain State Park with the Ridgeline Trail. That's hiking only over there, but that's a significant trail. When you add it up, it's about 16 miles down through the state parks and onto the battlefield. But for the most part, if you're an interested hiker, trail runner, walker, you want to come with the family, you want to come by yourself, you know, there's plenty of opportunities out there for that on our trails. And that's one of the other great things about the trail system is it's family friendly. I mean, this is a place where you can come and find solitude on your own, or if you want to bring, you know, the entire family, it's a great place to get out and interact with each other and learn about nature.
Now, what about a gray area, electric bicycles?
Electric bicycles it's not something that's really an issue that we've had to deal with so far. I can't say that electric bicycles are not permitted, but I think it's one of those deals where if there's enough of them out there, and if it's creating some sort of problem with user conflicts, then we might have to address it. But there's no absolutely not type of rule on electric bicycles.
What about electric golf carts?
Electric golf carts, no.
That's a quick answer.
Much wider, take up a lot more room.
I think.
There are certain provisions where if a person has a physical challenge and they're required to use some sort of motorized mobility, or, you know, that can be accommodated on some of the trails if that's how they have to use it. But for the most part, just as a typical user, a golf cart would not be permitted on the trail.
Brett Baranek is our guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. Brett, Don doesn't want to walk. That's why he asked that question. He wants to ride his golf cart out there. Walk, bike, hike, run, paddle. We're talking Carolina Thread Trail. And, Brett, we've had the first hints of fall that have hit us here in the Charlotte region. But something we need to talk about, and I'm on the Carolina Thread Trail map. .org, which is a fantastic map that lists out the activity that you may want to do. But we need to talk about the commonality of Charlotte, but also the variety. And as the leaves start to change and come down the Blue Ridge into the Piedmont, tell us about where we should go take a peek at the leaves.
Well, kind of speaking to just the variety, that lends itself to speaking about the variety of trails that are out there. You know, there's paved greenways like many people would see in right in Charlotte, or Little Sugar Creek Greenway, and those types of facilities, which are very accommodating to so many types of users, you know. And then there's the natural surface trails, which typically look like your typical hiking trail that are out there. So there's not only a variety of environments, but there's a variety of trail types. So, you know, as I think about the region and I think about what each trail offers and kind of its unique setting, you know, some of my favorites when it comes to viewing the leaves, viewing some of the other unique natural features, anything that's along a river, I think, is really attractive, because you kind of combine that, you know, waterway with the fall leaves beside it, so you kind of have this experience of both water and the land together, which I think is very appealing to people. And not only hiking, but, you know, obviously paddling as well to kind of enhance that waterway experience. But, you know, I think of a Riverwalk Piedmont Medical Center Trail in Rock Hill along that really beautiful stretch of the Catawba River, Kings Mountain Gateway Trail over in Kings Mountain, which has beautiful views of Crowder's Mountain and just is a really great kind of outdoor setting away from the urban areas. But also there's scenic urban corridors as well with the Little Sugar Creek Greenway and a lot of the work that's been done on that corridor and is continuing. It's probably worth mentioning that the Cross Charlotte Trail, which includes Little Sugar Creek Greenway, is a 30-mile corridor that's being worked on in Mecklenburg County in the city of Charlotte, and that's hopefully going to be done in the next 2 to 3 years completed. But then out east in our region, you know, views along the Rocky River. I talked about the Farr Family Preserve Trail, Buffalo Creek Trail. Hopefully, you know, if we get Farr open soon. So the Rocky River lends itself to a beautiful outdoor experience. But so many, I mean, you could talk about Iredell County with the Girl Scout, Hornets Nest Girl Scout Trail up there along the South Yadkin River. Go to the map. You won't be disappointed with any trail that you choose. I guarantee you that.
Well, and you can kind of pick and choose weekend journeys to investigate the Carolina Thread Trail, too. Just a short drive, and you can be you know, north and west of Charlotte and enjoying some trails up in Claremont or Conover or Newton, those areas. And then as the leaves change, you can turn southwards and head, as you mentioned, down into York County, yeah, into Lancaster County, and enjoy the leaves as they continue to creep and to change and that sort of thing. I do encourage people to go to the CarolinaThreadTrail.org for more information, whether it be a hiking trip, a guided hiking trip, or one of the many events that they have and membership opportunities that they have, but as well as going over to the trail uses. It has difficulty and different trail adventures that are available there for people to get out and enjoy our Carolina Thread Trail. Brett Baranek, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was a pleasure. Really enjoyed it.
We'll have to do it again, Don. But first, we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk South Carolina State Fair after these messages.